U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents can't carry guns in Canada. The unarmed federal agents check passengers and vehicles bound for Alaska. But earlier this year, they put the state on notice. Without armed backup from Canadian police, they wouldn't clear travelers bound for Ketchikan. An October 1st deadline came and went without a compromise. Officials in Juneau and Washington are trying to find a way out of this impasse. But in the meantime, it severed Southeast Alaska's closest link with the North American road system. But this week, the Alaska Department of Transportation says it's added two special sailings. Spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says ferries will sail on October 29th and November 25th in both directions between Ketchikan and Prince Rupert.
This is temporary right now. There are a lot of issues that still need to be ironed out. They include, you know, kind of financial implications of a long-term solution, like how much would that cost and what would that look like?
Representative Dan Ortiz, an independent state lawmaker from Ketchikan, has made at least one trip to Prince Rupert trying to find solutions with Canadian officials. He's been working with the city, which has no police department, to contract with Canada's Royal Canadian Mounted Police to provide armed security for the two special sailings.
You know, I'm very thankful for that and grateful for that, and I see it as a first step towards a long-term solution.
Now, he says it's Alaska's turn to put in the resources to keep the service going.
If I'm asked to advocate for funding for that particular purpose, I certainly will be active in that role if I'm asked to do so.
By no means is full service restored to the weekly service normally offered in winter, and the future remains uncertain. New U.S. requirements for safety remain one of many long-standing issues that are unresolved and will need to be addressed for Alaska's ferries to maintain links with Prince Rupert, British Columbia. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.